This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Vidya Devi Bhandari summons Federal Parliament meeting for 4 p.m. on 18th of July. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba vows to forward program to revive corona-affected economy. Ongoing prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley extended till 25th of July. And flash flood kills more than 70 people in Germany. Now, the news in detail. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has summoned the meeting of both houses of the Federal Parliament on the 18th of July. Issuing a statement yesterday, the office of the President informed about the House session's commencement at 4 p.m. on coming Sunday. Earlier yesterday, the government had recommended President Bhandari to call the meeting of the Federal Parliament. It would be the first meeting of the restored House of Representatives since the Supreme Court order restoration of the House. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said the government will forward programs to revive the economy marred by the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at a discussion with the representatives of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry yesterday, Prime Minister Deuba expressed his commitment to provide necessary support to revive and revitalize the industries and economy impacted by COVID-19. The ongoing prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley has been extended until July 25th. A meeting of the chief district officers of the three districts in Kathmandu Valley decided to extend the prohibitory order, loosening its grip. The Kathmandu District Administration Office said as per the new provision, now the private and public vehicles coming to the valley with highly essential works would allowed to ply. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all not to use Corona Card. Issuing a notice yesterday, the ministry asked all not to buy the so-called Corona Card, which was being sold in the market, claiming it would prevent, control and make coronavirus inactive. Joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, requested all not to buy such fake product, falling on the misleading media matters. The ministry has said the so-called Corona Guard would not prevent and control the coronavirus. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,676 new corona infection cases. The ministry also reported 1,757 cases of full recovery from the infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 33 corona-related deaths were recorded in Nepal yesterday. As per the ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,463 in the country. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said the friendship and partnership between Nepal and the United States of America will be further strengthened during his tenure. The Prime Minister's Secretariat has informed that matters relating to Nepal-US relations and cooperation, including medical support, were exchanged during the meeting with U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Randy Berry at Prime Minister Deuba's residence yesterday. Newly appointed Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Felicity Vogue, paid a courtesy call on CPIN MAU's Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. In the meeting held at his residence in Kumaltar yesterday, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Dahal thanked Australia for the cooperation and goodwill for the development and prosperity of Nepal. Wishing a successful term in office, Chair Dahal said that Nepal-Australia relations are very old and marked by friendship. Australian Ambassador Volk said Australians loved Nepal and the Nepalese, expecting their support to make her term successful. The CPN-UML parliamentary party's meeting has been scheduled for today. UML Office Secretary Sherbadu Tamang said the parliamentary party would discuss about the meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for the 18th of July. President Bidya Devi Bhandari bade farewell to a team of athletes, coaches and managers participating in the Tokyo Olympics 2021. President Bhandari handed over a national flag to team leader and member secretary of the National Sports Council, Ramesh Shilwal, wishing the best wishes for the games. The Nepal Army has handed over the Kulalu Laifu Salisala section of the Karnali Corridor to the government. Chief of the Karnali Corridor Road Construction Task Force, Major Milan Kargi, handed over the road to Chief of North-South Trade Route Hilsa Simikot Road Section Project, Bishnu Das Lama, amidst a ceremony yesterday. The 122.75-kilometer road connects Kalikot, Bazura and Humla. Nepal Rashtra Bank has unveiled a fiscal report revising the first 11 months of the current fiscal year. As per the report, Nepal has received 870.94 billion rupees in remittance in the first 11 months of the current fiscal year. The report states the inflow of remittance has increased by 12.6% to 642.14 billion rupees in the review period compared to 3.2% in the same period of the previous year. However, the central bank said that the number of Nepali workers obtaining reapproval of foreign employment has decreased by 47.1% in the same period. Likewise, the current account has remained at a deficit of 293.97 billion rupees in the first 11 months of the current fiscal year. The report puts the consumer price inflation at 4.19% in the last 11 months in the current fiscal year. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 70 people have died in Germany and Belgium after record rainfall caused rivers to burst their banks. Most of the victims were in Germany, but at least 11 have died in Belgium, with more reported missing. The German states of Rhineland-Palatinate and North Rhine-Westphalia were worst hit, but the Netherlands is also badly affected. More heavy rain is forecast across the region on Friday, while local officials have blamed climate change. The South African government plans to deploy 25,000 troops after days of widespread looting and violence. The military deployment to counter riots sparked by the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma would be the biggest since the end of apartheid. At least 117 people have died and more than 2,000 have been arrested in South Africa's worst unrest in years. Hundreds of shops and businesses have been looted and the government says it is acting to prevent food shortages. Citizens are arming themselves and forming vigilant groups to protect their property from the rampage. More than 200 incidents of looting and vandalism were recorded on Wednesday, the government said, as the number of troops deployed doubled to 5,000. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy in the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Gandaki province and Lumbini province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius and rainfall 1.3 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari summons Federal Parliament meeting for 4 p.m. on 18th of July. Prime Minister Sherbadu Deva vows to forward program to revive corona-affected economy. Ongoing prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley extended till 25th of July. and flash flood kills more than 70 people in Germany. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.